Live from WRAL News Headquarters in Raleigh, your number one source for local news. WRAL News, coverage you can count on.
Breaking news in Zebulon right now, a crash on 64 westbound in the same spot that we saw crashes yesterday and Monday. We'll get you around the detours coming up.
We are getting a stunning new look at a dangerous storm system moving across the south and the damage it left behind overnight.
Hillside High School here in Durham will have extra security. You can actually see Durham police arriving now to the school. This comes after a shooting happened near campus. One student died, another hospitalized.
A lot to get you caught up on this Thursday morning. Thanks for joining us. I'm Michelle McConaughey.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, Friday Eve, getting it rolling. Now it's beautiful sunrise. Yes. We are well underway here. We're glad you're with us. And Elizabeth Gardner is in the WRAL Severe Weather Center with what is next here. The temperature's on the rise.
Nice morning out there. We are starting to see the clouds increasing a little bit already. By lunchtime, we'll likely be cloudy, and we're going to stay in the clouds then all the way until Monday. But it's mild out there, 55 degrees. This is a live look at at the airport. And you can see a southwesterly flow here at 7 miles per hour. And that's going to keep our temperatures nice and mild. You don't need your heavy winter coat heading out the door this morning. Jacket should be fine. 55 in Southern Pines, 51 in Fayetteville. It's been a little cooler in the east. Rocky Mount at 45, 44 in Goldsboro. It's 50 in Roxboro and in South Hill. 24-hour temperature change. It's pretty noticeable in the Triangle, 10 degrees warmer than yesterday. It's 7 degrees warmer in Southern Pines right now. And it's likely to be a bit breezy this afternoon. That southwesterly flow at about 10 to 15 this afternoon, and then gusting 20 to 25. That keeps our temperatures fairly warm. As a matter of fact, we could tie a record high again. We tied it yesterday. We'll probably tie it today. The biggest difference is we cloud up this afternoon, and there could be a few isolated showers. Most of us won't see them until later tomorrow, but we'll go through the timeline for rain. Coming up, Brian.
802, breaking news right now in eastern Wake County. This is a crash on 64 westbound in the exact spot that we had one yesterday morning and Monday morning. This is the Green Pace Road Bridge just to the west of Highway 96 heading out toward the Lizard Lick Road area. There's the Little River Bridge, and yesterday at this time we were talking about a crash in that exact spot, blocking the two lanes, all that traffic getting by on that right shoulder, seeing some big delays right now, leaving Zebulon heading out toward Knightdale. We're up to a 9-minute backup right now from 96 out toward the Little River Bridge area, and it's going to get worse as we see that traffic volume building. Zooming in there, you can see the delays very sharply showing up there on the map from 96 out to the crash site. Consider using 97 to Lizard Lick Road and then 64 westbound on the other side of that. We've had so many crashes out there this week. This is the second one in that general area this morning. So we're going to be asking questions about what is going on there on that side of Wake County on 64 westbound. Something is happening on that stretch that's causing some big problems. Let's head out to the Durham Freeway. New information about a crash on 885 northbound between the Cornwallis Road and TW Alexander Drive interchanges. You can see some delays showing up there in both directions on the sensors on that northbound side, about a 4-minute.
Eight 12 is the time right now on your Thursday morning. The DBAP in the foreground, American Tobacco campus in the background, far off, few clouds, but it is certainly a mild start to our Thursday. Elizabeth Gardner with more looks around town.
Oh, yeah, those clouds are starting to creep up, aren't they? Take a look at that there in Durham. We're taking a look at Goldsboro, and off in the distance, we're seeing some cloud cover there as well. Same thing in Apex, and boy, in Chapel Hill, you can look right there along the horizon, and it looks quite gray. So clouds are moving in, and those clouds will be with us once they get here all the way until, say, Monday. But right now, we're still seeing plenty of sunshine. Enjoy it while it's here. Just because our skies will cloud up later on this afternoon doesn't mean that it won't be warm. Ahead of this front, we have a strong flow that's coming up out of the south. That'll keep our temperatures just as warm as they were yesterday. But this front gets closer and closer to us. Overnight last night, we had some strong thunderstorms and tornado watches down around Louisiana, Mississippi. That heavy rain's moving into Alabama, but really starting to fizzle right now. Later this afternoon, with some daytime heating, that will probably get fired up. But stay to our south. We'll see the rain rolling through, but we're not going to be in the sector of the storm that's likely to produce a lot of thunderstorms. Watch the cloud cover start to cruise on into our area. At lunchtime, we're starting to cloud up, and then that'll be the case through the rest of the day. At the same time, we'll have enough moisture for an isolated shower. There's 5 o'clock. I mean, very little of our viewing area seeing any rain, but it's not a zero chance, and that'll be the case overnight and into tomorrow morning. You can see at 6 a.m., a few isolated showers. We're going to see maybe a little break around lunchtime, but right after lunchtime, we start to see a big surge of rain coming through. So mid to late afternoon, overnight, we're going to see some rain on Friday, especially from the Triangle area south and east. And then we may get a bit of a break on Saturday. Here's Saturday morning at 6 a.m., a few light patchy showers, and then at lunchtime, again, a stray shower. The farther south you are, the better chance we'll likely see that rain on Saturday, but then everybody sees a big surge of precipitation on Sunday. So here's Saturday at 6 a.m. This version of Futurecast doesn't show the rain arriving here until closer to sunset on Saturday, but that first view that I showed you was the higher resolution. So again, an isolated shower on Saturday, giving it a 30% chance. Look at this on Sunday morning. It is coming down, and we'll do that all day until we get to around sunset, and then we start to see the rain lightening up a little bit. Mountains likely to get a good dose of snow out of this system as it starts to pull away, but we are unlikely to see any wintry weather here. Likely see some heavy rain, though, looking at about an inch or so from the Triangle area northward, and maybe 2 to 3 in our southern counties. With a soaker on Sunday, you're going to have to grab the umbrella if you're headed out to a Super Bowl party. And temperatures will be chilly, too, in the 40s all day Sunday. After that, we get into next week, and it looks much nicer, a pretty day, and on tap for Valentine's Day, Brian.
8:15, let's update you about the delays on U.S. 64 westbound, leaving Zebulon this morning, a crash there at the Little River Bridge. Some new information. They've been able to open both travel lanes now, but we still have some flashing lights there in the median as they work to get this cleared. A reminder about North Carolina's move over law. When you see those flashing lights on the side of the road, you need to move over at least one lane or slow down considerably to give them some room to work safely. We're looking at about a 5-minute delay overall, according to sensors, between 96 and the Lizard Lick Road area. As we zoom in there, you can see those delays. Now that we have those travel lanes open, we should see things moving along a little more smoothly here for the next little while. You might still consider using 97 to Lizard Lick Road to pick up 64 westbound on the other side of that crash. I want to take you to the Durham Freeway. Still watching this crash on the northbound side of 885 between Cornwallis and T.W. Alexander. We are seeing some delays in both directions of 885 this morning, especially between the 147 and I-40 interchanges. Two crashes on 85 northbound leaving Hillsboro heading out toward Durham. There's one right around Highway 86 and then another near the Durham-Orange County line. That one we can see the delays showing up there on the still image from that live camera. Latest update on the sensors indicating a 10-minute delay as you leave Hillsboro heading toward the Durham Freeway. Consider using 70 as an alternate route.
All right, thank you, Brian. Deputies say in Wake County they know who's responsible for making violent threats at Zebulon Middle School. The sheriff's office says it filed a juvenile petition against that person. Because of their age, deputies won't identify them. The threats last week led to several code red lockdowns.
Newly released documents are raising more questions about the deadly arrest of Tyree Nichols in Memphis. Those documents show the officer who pulled Nichols from his car before police beat him to death never explained why he was being stopped in the first place. Five officers are charged with second-degree murder in Nichols' death. Neighbors just filed a lawsuit federally as well, accusing those same officers of violating the rights of another man in a similar arrest just days earlier. The officers have not responded to that suit.
Police say they're investigating video circulating on social media showing a woman's calls for help at a home in Fayetteville.
Help!
The video shows the woman running up to a front door, ringing the doorbell, and then you hear her screaming for help. This all happened early Monday morning. WREL spoke with a security expert who says if something happens like this to you, it's best not to open the door.
You don't want to unlock the door and expose yourself and your family or whatever to what possibly could be going on the other side of the door, because quite frankly, there are times where somebody will use that as a ploy to gain entry into your home.
And some of you asked us if this was a scam. Fayetteville police say in this case, they don't think it is.
The Wake County Sheriff's Office is bringing back its Citizen Well Check program. It is open to all Wake County seniors 65 and older who live alone and would like a daily check-in. Here's how it works. You get a call at 9 a.m. every day, and if you're okay, you can just push 1 and hang up. If there's no answer, another call goes out several minutes later. If you don't answer that, An emergency contact and a deputy will be notified. The program starts on Tuesday, Valentine's Day.
New this morning, families are finally able to return home after a fiery train derailment on the border of Ohio and Pennsylvania. Officials lifted a days-long evacuation order last night. They say they've done enough testing to confirm the air and water near the derailed train is back to normal levels. The community was evacuated on Monday as crews released and burned toxic chemicals that were found in some of the train cars. They're now able to start removing some of that wreckage. The train derailed last Friday. What caused it? Not clear yet.
A journalist covering that train derailment story in Ohio now faces charges after he was covering a news conference.
Stop resisting!
This is new video on Fox 50 showing police arresting Evan Lambert of News Nation. They say he was told to be quiet while Ohio's governor was speaking at a news conference, but he continued with his reporting, and it was a live report. Officers then arrested Lambert and booked him into jail. Ohio's governor says this should never have happened.
So all I can say is that person had a right to be reporting. They should have been allowed to report. If they were in any way hampered from reporting, that certainly is wrong, and it's not anything that I approve of. In fact, I vehemently disapprove of it.
Now, even with that, Lambert has been released but faces charges, including disorderly conduct and criminal trespassing.
Happening now, Ukraine's president is in Belgium meeting with the European Union leaders. New video shows Volodymyr Zelensky arriving in Brussels early this morning. He's asking for more aid from the EU in his country's war against Russia.
Big shakeup in the NBA. ESPN is reporting Kevin Durant is headed from the Brooklyn Nets to the Phoenix Suns, a huge trade involving two players who played here in the Triangle. ESPN reports the Nets are also sending former NC State player T.J. Warren to Phoenix. Three players are moving from the Suns to the Nets, including former UNC player Cam Johnson.
Owen Wilson is looking a lot like Bob Ross in his new movie. Here's David Daniel with today's Hollywood Minute.
There is nothing like having the one you hold dearest, nearest when the world turns cold. Thanks for going to a special place with me, Carl Darkle.
Here's your first look at Owen Wilson in Paint, playing a public television painter who bears more than a passing resemblance to Bob Ross. Paint makes its mark in theaters April 7th.
The defendant is not guilty. But somebody in this courtroom is.
The personal collection of To Kill a Mockingbird star Gregory Peck and his wife Veronique is hitting the auction block. The online auction, which runs until February 13th, includes Peck's leather-bound screenplays from Mockingbird and other films, two of his Golden Globe Awards, and dozens of other items. More info at heritageauctions.com.
We need to get back to our kid.
Disney is rolling out more animated sequels. CEO Bob Iger has announced a fifth Toy Story movie, a third Frozen movie, and a second Zootopia movie are all in the works. The most recent installments in each franchise grossed more than $1 billion worldwide. In Hollywood, I'm David Daniel.
So if you want to go to the Super Bowl this year in person, you might need to take out a loan. The travel app Hopper found round-trip flights to Phoenix are now averaging $500. Hotel prices soar. Now, this is an average of $600 a night. That doesn't count the cost of the ticket, which will set you back $6,000 or so. If you want the best seats, well, you can expect to pay about $40,000.
It's like a down payment on a house. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. I mean, look, if you have the money to go, congratulations. That's amazing. Yeah. I wish I had $6,000 to go to the game.
I wouldn't shell out $6,000.
It's a lot of money.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good game. It's exciting. It's the Super Bowl. But it's like, okay, you know, meh.
And you miss all the commercials on Fox 50.
That's true. But you will get to see Rihanna.
They're going to be fantastic.
Yeah. Super Bowl 57 is this Sunday. You can watch it on Fox 50. Don't miss the Kansas City Chiefs taking on the Philadelphia Eagles from Glendale, Arizona. Game begins at 6:30. Pre-game coverage starts at 11 a.m.
See Rihanna on TV.
Yeah.
Your number one source for local news. This is WRAL. Coverage you can count on.
good morning and happy Thursday. Time now is 8:26. I'm Michelle McConaughey with your top stories. We're going to begin with Brian Schrader. We have some roads clearing in Zebulon.
Some good news here on 64 westbound. We had an earlier crash just a little while ago right there at the Little River Bridge area. The third morning commute this week where we've seen a crash out there creating some delays. All clear now. We're seeing a 1 minute delay overall coming in from 96, but looking much better. Also tracking a couple of crashes over in Orange County. Leaving Hillsboro on 85 northbound, you're going to run into a crash right around 86, and then another one clearing up around the Orange-Durham County line. A look at the latest sensor reading indicates a 6 minute delay overall coming in from Hillsboro. Consider using 70 as a good alternate route, Elizabeth.
Starting to see the clouds thicken up a little bit in some places. As a matter of fact, take a look at Fayetteville here. You can see the clouds starting to filter in here. Still seeing some sunshine right now across the area and mild temperatures, 45 in Rocky Mount, 55 in Durham, and 51 in Fayetteville. But the clouds will thicken up, especially as we get into the afternoon, and there could be an isolated shower. It's not likely to be very wet today, but you could see an isolated shower after lunchtime. Still going to be warm, 74. If you're exercising this evening, expect 70 degrees and most of us stay dry.
All right. Thanks, Elizabeth. There will be extra security this morning on the campus of Hillside High School. That's where you're looking live right now. The move comes after two students were shot on the American Tobacco Trail near campus. One of those students died. Police have not identified the students or said if they've made any arrests. And Durham City Council will look today at ways to collect nearly $700,000 in unpaid parking tickets. Members say more than a third of citations never get paid. One of the options they're considering, working with a collection agency. Today's work session starts at 1. Next on Fox 50, how you can get early entrance to the nation's largest kids consignment sale here at home. And then ahead on today, a preview of the Puppy Bowl that's live in Studio 1A.
Shot in 4K ultra high definition. Your number one source for local news. WRAL News. Coverage you can count on.
Breaking news right now following some crashes in Durham and Orange County, creating some pretty big delays. We'll show you those delays on the map and how to get around them.
Plus, brand new look on Fox 50 at the devastation and desperate rescue attempts in the wake of the massive earthquake overseas. The death toll has now topped 17,000 people.
And we're at the State Fairgrounds where the Kids Exchange Consignment Sale is going to be kicking off today. Coming up, we'll tell you how this is going to be helping a lot of families who are dealing with inflation.
All right, as we welcome you inside our WRL studio right now, that's a big story right there.
Yeah. Because
today's like the preview day. You pay, but you get first look at things.
Mm. Yeah.
I'm Jeff Hogan. We'll talk about it coming up.
And I'm Michelle McConaughey. But first, we have to talk about the weather yesterday. Oh, my gosh. I mean, could we ask for better weather? Hopefully, fingers crossed, Elizabeth, the same today.
We're going to see more cloud cover this afternoon and then an isolated shower, but the temperatures will be very similar. You can already see some of that cloud cover thickening up here right over Terminal 2 at RDU. It is 55, though, so it's been a very warm start this morning with a southwesterly flow that keeps our temperatures up. 51 right now in Fayetteville. Our coolest spots have actually been in our eastern counties. Rocky Mount at 45, Goldsboro 47. It's 55 in Southern Pines and 54 right now in Roxborough. And in some places, especially from the Triangle area westward, our temperatures are anywhere from 5 to 10 degrees warmer than they were this time yesterday. It's going to become a little gusty. We have a cold front that'll start to move our way. It crosses the area tomorrow, but ahead of it, a little breezy this afternoon. That southwest wind 10 to 15, gusting 20 to 25 miles per hour. We see the clouds continuing to thicken up as we get through the morning and into the afternoon. Once we get past lunchtime, there could be an isolated shower that pops up. Might be good to have the raincoat or the umbrella handy, but it's not going to be much. Hardly anything really measuring in the rain gauges, but we just become a little bit more unsettled. And we'll continue with that trend for tomorrow with a better chance of rain in the afternoon and overnight. Still looking at a warm day. That 74 would tie the record high again, Brian.
It is 8:32 right now. Just getting word of a crash in Knightdale on 87 southbound around Smithfield Road. We're looking at some delays starting to build on the sensors there. Also watching a crash in Durham on the northbound side of the Durham Freeway or 885 between TW Alexander and Cornwallis. You can see delays begin around I-40 and extend up toward Ellis Road. Also seeing a southbound delay this morning as you head in from I-85 and 147. On that northbound side, it's about a 6 minute delay. On 885 on the southbound side, about a 10 minute delay. So allow plow some extra time through there. Over on the west side of Durham, we had an earlier crash on 85 northbound right around the Durham-Orange County line, still seeing a little bit of a lingering delay. And around Hillsboro, around the 86 interchange, a crash there on 85 northbound. All of that adding up to about a six-minute backup overall as you head away from Hillsboro out toward Durham. And you can see some of those lingering delays right there around the county line. I want to take you to live pictures from Sky 5 over Zebulon and 64. Earlier, we had a crash just beyond the Highway 96 interchange around the Little River Bridge area. You can see everything is cleared now. Traffic's flowing freely. But that was the fourth crash that we've had this week during the morning commute in that section of 64 westbound. And the third morning, we saw traffic snarled because of that. So we're going to be asking some questions about what's going on out there. But thankfully, right now, for drivers in the eastern part of Wake County, 64 looks good in both directions.
Yeah, certainly odd, that frequent. Thank you so much, Brian. You will see some extra security at Hillside High School in Durham today if you're out there after two students were shot on the American Tobacco Trail near campus. One of those students died. Police stayed on scene until 1 o'clock this morning. WRL's Laura Levine is outside Hillside High right now with more on this. And Laura, officers arrived there in just the last 30 minutes as school gets underway here.
And we continue to see more and more police officers arriving here this morning as students are just beginning to arrive to school. You can see the school buses coming in as well as students entering the school building. We're looking at maybe a handful of Durham police cruisers really positioned in different areas of the parking lot in front of the school here. Now, a message was sent out to parents letting them know that they will see this increased law enforcement presence today, as well as counselors. Counselors will be available on hand to support students during this really difficult time. Take a look at this video from last night of the shooting investigation, which remained active well into the night. You can see investigators still processing the scene there. One Hillside High School student died at the hospital. Another student had to be hospitalized. This all played out around 1 p.m. yesterday on Riddle Road near Fayetteville Street. A witness we spoke with described hearing about 10 gunshots and seeing kids with backpacks running. Hillside went under a secure status, which means no one was allowed in or out of the school building. And since the student who died is under the age of 18, Durham Police, rather, will not be immediately releasing the name to the public of that student. Durham Police are asking, however, anyone with any more information about the shooting to give them a call. Laura Levine, WRL News, live in Durham.
And breaking this morning, UNC police say a man is in custody after a reported sexual assault on campus. Officers announced the arrest just before midnight. Police say the report came from Craig Residence Hall just before 9 o'clock last night. They have not said if the victim and the attacker knew each other. And new this morning, we've learned a man hit while riding a motorcycle near Garner has died. Investigators confirmed that just before 3 o'clock this morning. They say the rider was passing a car when he hit a concrete median along NC-42 that was near the Cleveland Draft House. He was thrown from the bike and died at the scene. The crash happened around 9:30 last night. The road reopened after 11.
Breaking news from overseas. In the last hour, we learned of a convoy of humanitarian aid from the United Nations has arrived in Syria. It's the first since the deadly earthquake struck the country and Turkey earlier this week. New on Fox 50, we're getting an aerial look now of the damage in Syria as the death toll tops 17,000. You can see some of the buildings just leveled there. Rescues have been incredibly difficult in this area because the region is still in the middle of a civil war.
And despite the destruction, search and rescue teams are still finding survivors in the rubble. Look at this video out of Turkey showing a team of rescuers, a pair of sisters who had been trapped for 62 hours. One of the women said a concrete slab fell on them while the earthquake happened, pinning them in the wreckage. And as rescue efforts continue, geologists here in the U.S. are warning that California could be due for a similar disaster.
This earthquake is a poster child for what's going to happen in Southern California.
Coming up in 10 minutes, experts explain what could trigger a disaster of that caliber on the West Coast.
Happening today, top lawmakers will get a clearer idea of what happened with the suspected Chinese spy balloon. Senate leaders are receiving a briefing on Capitol Hill right now where you're looking live. That briefing comes as Republicans criticize the Biden administration for not flagging the first reports about that balloon as urgent. Military officials say they didn't think it was a spy balloon until it entered airspace over Alaska. They told President Biden to wait to shoot it down until it was off the coast of South Carolina.
And happening now in the WRAL Live Center, Wall Street expected to open in the green this morning. Taking a look at the big board, look at the left column right there. You see all the major indices in positive territory. The Dow up more than 200 points. Investors are eagerly waiting the report on January's jobless claims. Also, earnings reports from major companies like Kellogg and PepsiCo and Lyft are due out later this morning. Of course, we'll have the opening numbers in our next hour of news right here on Fox 50.
All right. Thank you, Ken. And inflation is taking a big toll on families' bank accounts. But today, parents, you can find what you need for your kids without paying top dollar. Everyone likes to hear that. WREL's Naya Harden is at the NC State Fairgrounds, where the Kids Exchange consignment sale will get underway today. Hey, Naya.
Good morning. They already have a sign out here on the gate saying the Kids Exchange consignment sale kicks off today. Tonight, hundreds of people will likely be here to shop for the best items at the lowest prices. The Kids Exchange consignment sale posted new pictures on Facebook, giving us a sneak peek. This is the largest kids consignment sale in the nation and will help those who may need to shop on a budget right now because of inflation. The last sale they had here had over 500 tables, and they've got used and new toys and baby products today. Checking your items is strongly advised before you check out. That's due to some recalls that may be going on. And for only $20, you can get in on the private sale that's going to be happening tonight from 5 to 8 o'clock. And if you want to wait, you can. Tomorrow at 9 o'clock, they'll open it to the general public. Sunday, it's half off day. Naya Harden, WRAL News in Raleigh.
In 2022, it cost $300,000 for a married middle-income family to raise two kids from birth through high school. That's up $77,000 from 2017. Those numbers are from the Brookings Institution.
$100 billion gone in a single day. It's reality for Google's parent company this morning. Why some say it's all the fault of Google's newest AI chatbot.
Plus, a baby is found dead in a suitcase in a Halifax County home. But the child's mother is not facing murder charges, at least not yet. The reason investigators are giving for that just ahead.
It'll be another warm day out there as you look live in Fayetteville. You see those clouds moving in and rain is on the way behind them. We'll get a look at how your 7-day forecast is shaping up next.
Good morning to you. Here's a look at Lake Gaston this morning. You can see a couple clouds in the sky. Temperatures will feel nice, but we are going to see some isolated rain move in later on. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner here now. Elizabeth, we're all clear right now.
It looks, like it's starting to get fairly gray in a lot of places. We take a look here across North Hills, and you can see more cloud cover. It's really just some filtered sunshine right now. It seems like every time we pull the cameras up, it looks just a little bit grayer. It really looked like we'd have some sunshine until closer to lunchtime, but it's starting to fill in pretty quickly out there. 55 is our current temperature, 66 at lunchtime. We're still going to climb into the mid-70s, even with more cloud cover today than we saw yesterday. We hit 75 yesterday, which tied the record high. We'll likely tie the record high again today at 74 at RDU. 76 in Fayetteville, 75 Rocky Mount, 72 degrees in Roxborough. We have all this warmth sliding off the coast over the next couple of days, ending up with the coldest day being Sunday. Sunday is going to be a good day just to kind of hunker down. It's going to rain right now, it looks like, most of the day with temperatures in the 40s. So, might want to get all of your snack shopping done on Saturday so you can just sort of lay low on Sunday. That's what I'm planning. Mid-50s today. We'll see mid-70s, even with the increasing clouds that we're seeing right now. 67 on Friday. Friday's going to be a gray day with a few isolated showers early on and then an increasing chance of rain late afternoon and overnight. Saturday, 52, 49 Sunday, and we'll see rain. Not as much on Saturday. Saturday's trending a little drier. Sunday's trending wetter. Today's still trending warm. 74 this afternoon. That would tie the previous record set back in 1994. And then in Fayetteville, 77. That would break the previous record record of 75 set back in 1937. So here's a look at our weekend outlook right now. And of course, keep checking back for updates because things do change as we get new information in. But upper 60s on Friday, most of the day will feature just a few isolated showers until around 3 to 5 o'clock, and then we settle into some steady rain. That begins to back off a little bit on Saturday with some more isolated showers, especially in our southern counties. And then it comes roaring back on Saturday night, and it's with us for most of the day on Sunday with a 90% chance and high of only 49 degrees. Here's a look at today. You can see the cloud cover really thickening up as we get closer to lunchtime, and then a few isolated showers that pop up later on today. Cold front swings by late tonight, early tomorrow morning, but it doesn't have a lot of rain with it. We start to see that rain developing along the front late afternoon Friday into the evening commute and overnight, and then it starts to slide eastward. Another wave develops and starts to feed more rain around the area, especially Saturday night and Sunday. And as I mentioned, Sunday really looks like a washout, and it will be chilly. We should begin to dry out on Monday, and next week is looking mild again with highs in the 60s. A good-looking Valentine's Day Tuesday, the high of 62.
Thanks, Elizabeth. I want to take you back to our coverage now. The deadly earthquake in Turkey and Syria. Geologists warn a similar tragedy could strike in the U.S. if the San Andreas Fault in California triggers a large earthquake.
This earthquake is a poster child for what's going to happen in Southern California. Granted, there are differences between infrastructure and urbanization in Turkey versus Southern California, but in terms of the energy that's released in the earthquake, this is what we think is going to happen.
Well, that's a scary thought. Firefighters and canine disaster teams from California are headed to Turkey to help with disaster response efforts.
A mother accused of hiding the death of her three-month-old baby boy will be in court tomorrow. Police say the baby was left in a suitcase for more than 12 hours. This started yesterday morning when officers did a welfare check at a home on Franklin Street in Roanoke Rapids. 34-year-old Sinkel Davis was charged with felonious concealment of death of a child. WRL's Aaron Thomas asked the chief why a murder charge was not filed.
We are going on what evidence we have at hand. Any evidence that would be recovered through the autopsy on the child would help us make any further decisions on whether potentially the other charges could be filed, such as homicide.
Investigators are waiting for medical examiner's reports to determine how that baby died. Davis is in the Halifax County Jail under a $15,000 bond.
There's a new twist this morning in the investigation into North Carolina auditor Beth Wood. Travel logs obtained by WRL show Wood appears to have been driving a state-owned car, despite a letter from the state asking her not to do that. She got that request in January, and on the same day, she was seen driving the car. The logs show she continued driving for the rest of the month of January. Wood faces a hit-and-run charge for a crash back in December. We have reached out to Wood's spokeswoman. So far, she hasn't responded.
A U.S. senator is recovering in the hospital this morning. A spokesperson for Senator John Fetterman of Pennsylvania says that Fetterman started feeling lightheaded during a Democratic retreat in Washington, D.C. He spent the night at a hospital there for observation, but was up and talking with his family. Fetterman suffered a stroke last year and took a break from the campaign trail. His office says initial tests did not show evidence of a second stroke.
Speculation is growing this morning about the future leader of North Korea as the country marks 75 years since the founding of its army. For the first time ever, leader Kim Jong-un brought his daughter to a military parade last night. She's believed to be about 10 years old. These photos show that she was prominently featured during the event, but Kim has not said specifically if she'll be his successor. Kim also showed off around a dozen intercontinental ballistic missiles in the parade. Experts say the new missiles could be tested in the coming months.
Google's parent company Alphabet just lost $100 billion in market value in one day. The big drop comes after Google's new AI chatbot shared inaccurate information in its own promotional video. The Bard chatbot made a mistake which asked which satellite first took pictures of a planet outside our solar system. Google has been racing to keep up with Microsoft, whose ChatGPT AI is growing quickly. And in case you were wondering, the first picture of planets outside our solar system was taken by a group of scientists in 2004.
Valentine's Day is next week. If you're still looking for some ideas, don't worry. Our WRL smart shopper, Faye Prosser, joins us now with some great deals on roses, gift cards, meals, and much more. Faye, lots of ways to save for this holiday.
That's right, Jeff. It's not too late for you to do your shopping. So, for instance, lots of floral deals to be had. 10-stem tulip bouquets, only $4.99 at Aldi and $5.99 at Lidl starting February 11th. A dozen rose bouquet, only $9.99 at Aldi and $11.99 at Lidl, again, starting February 11th. And over at Trader Joe's, you'll be able to pick up a dozen red roses for $9.99. And there are a bunch of other flower deals. I've got a list for you on the Smart Shopper column. Plus, restaurants are getting in on it as well. At Cracker Barrel, if you purchase two participating entrees, you'll get a free select dessert. The offer is valid for dine-in through the 14th, starting on the 10th. Plus, Marco's Pizza and Papa John's are both offering heart-shaped pizzas once again, and they range from $9.99 to $11.99. And there are special Valentine's menus from a number of different restaurants like Bonefish Grill, Outback Steakhouse, Ruby Tuesday, Seasons 52, and many others. Plus, a number of restaurants are offering a bonus gift card when you buy a gift card, including places like BJ's Restaurant, Marco's Pizza, Mellow Mushroom, Moe's Southwest Grill, and more. And of course, I do have a long list of all of these offers and grocery store meals for you over on the Smart Shopper page.
Yeah, you got the roses, you got the restaurants. How about for folks who are planning Super Bowl parties, grocery deals out there?
Yeah, that's right. It's a big week. Got lots of stuff going on in the sports world. So if you're going to be grilling, things like Bar S Frank's 12-ounce, only 89 cents for my Lidl members. Parkview hot dogs in a 12-ounce, 99 cents at Aldi. 73% lean ground beef, only $1.99 at Aldi. And chicken breast, boneless, skinless, $1.79 at Food Lion. Plus seasoned chicken wings, $1.99 a pound at Harris Teeter. And 80% lean ground beef, also $2.99 over at Harris Teeter. Additional deals you'll find, things like Hass avocados for all your guacamole making, only two for $1 at Food Lion and 65 cents each at Aldi. Harris Teeter has their shredded cheese on sale. Buy two, get three free. Makes it only $1.40 each when you buy five. Plus hot dog and hamburger buns for all those great hot dog deals. Buy one, get one free over at Lidl. And frozen self-rising crust pizza. Buy one, get one free over at Lidl as well. Plus, for all your dipping needs, Dean's Dip is on sale. Makes it only two for $3 at Lowe's Foods when you use the dollar off two digital coupon. And as always, I have all the grocery store deal lists for you over on the Smart Shopper page.
And we know the Super Bowl is like, it's like the Thanksgiving of the sports year, you know, looking forward to it all the time. For more smart shopping tips from Faye, you can go to WRL.com, look for the consumer tab and search Smart Shopper.
The superintendent of Cumberland County is getting recognition for his work with exceptional children's programs. Marvin Connolly will receive the 2023-24 Felix Barker Leadership Award during a ceremony next week. We'll have another check on traffic and weather coming up.